We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
We are going to help you figure out what the phrase means, as well as how to use it in conversations. There are other phrases which mean the same thing, and which can be used the same way. Statements such as, I saw, or cool, for instance, are not really action phrases. Using the wrong phrases can make what should otherwise be a great customer service experience seem impersonal. Using the correct customer support phrases during even the most basic of support interactions can turn a good customer experience into a great one. Use these customer service phrases frequently and deliberately, but read your customer's emotions and connect to what they are feeling. If you can figure out where a customer is coming from, then you all be in a better position for a more productive conversation. For example, if the person you are talking with does not seem to pick up on what you are saying, ask them to reiterate their understanding of what you shared. By repeating back to the person you are listening to, not only are you showing you paid attention, you are further assuring yourself that you do indeed understand what the person is saying, and you are hearing her properly. It may feel risky to just go ahead and say something, but it is often exactly what is needed. You are not going to be concerned with every single conversation that anyone starts with you. You need to say "Año," but you can at least be compassionate and recognize that people are using your product in a lot of different ways. If your culture is conflict-averse or does not value candor, you can still have difficult conversations. Even if the topic is challenging, conversations can still remain mutually supportive. If you are afraid of contention, it may feel natural to avoid or postpone difficult conversations. After all the mental gymnastics of practicing conversations in your head endlessly, truly engaging in two-way conversations can be inspiring, respectful, and productive. The key to conversation is two people talking with one another about a specific subject. Of course, there are many different topics that we could talk about, and it is difficult to figure out what specific areas of conversational English we should look at. One of the things that we all occasionally need is the language for starting up a conversation with a friend that we have not seen in some time. When struggling in a foreign language, the easiest conversations may get misinterpreted. One reason is language learners frequently use phrases in small sentences, which you might not find in the dictionary or your textbook. People want to learn phrases they can use informally when talking with friends. Grammar books are really important, as well as really helpful. When there is a problem on your mind about something that you want to say or write, and you want to look at it to see that what you are writing and saying is right, this collection of articles is not going to be a grammar book, where every word and sentence has to be measured and considered before you can use it. This is going to be as close to the way that I could get to talking to you, and so that is why I am using these expressions, some of which are not always the easiest things to explain logically. Bigger dictionaries give you more depth, and better ones show you how and when a word is used. Now, in any conversation, which, like I said, is the style I wanted to adopt for this collection of articles, there are bound to be expressions and idioms. Do not worry, we will get to this second kind of expressions as well as I can. In this collection of articles, there are bound to be idioms. You might mean well when using any of the following 8 phrases, but since they may come across as poor to your client, it is best if you avoid them. At first blush, this might sound like an extremely useful customer service phrase you should absolutely be using. This phrase is the one Viori Camilia helps to show support in conversations. When you hear the phrase, it is a phrase often used lightheartedly during conversations. In other words, the usage is a more casual way of saying, "Can you repeat this?" Sometimes, this may be also because what you said was really startling, and the listener wants to make sure that he or she understood. Uses may indicate you are interested in what someone is saying, and you are not just interested, you are also commenting on it and sharing your thoughts. Try out these phrases in daily conversations and see how they can help you.
Make connections. If you have any questions on using these phrases in daily conversations, let me know. Practice inserting these phrases into conversations is a great way to start. From making sure that important details are not missed, to exercising your attention on any task that is a priority, practicing these phrases can help you to be an active and empathic listener. As you think about what phrases you should start using, and when you stop using them, keep in mind that the most important thing you can do is to be real in your interactions with customers. The complete conversation history will be shown, including any conversations a customer has had with your chatbot. You will see a thumbnail version of your contact's avatar directly below the conversation points that they read until. Even when we are, the way that we react sends all sorts of signals back to our conversation partner. When someone shares information with us, our nonverbal reactions are also communicating to the person just how much we are listening. When you say, "I cannot see how that a should be," the words you use to fill in the blanks greatly influence the tone of your message. This is obviously the kind of message used when dealing with a frustrated client. While this may seem useful to prepare, thinking about what to say may take up all of your thinking throughout your working day, sometimes well into the evening. This has been Podka, episode 41. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.